A recreation trail in the Goldstream Valley is pretty popular on a winter afternoon with a bicyclist, followed by a skier, and a couple of snow machines. The trail is on state land protected by statute as the Goldstream Public Use Area. On its borders are some other public landholders like the Alaska Mental Health Trust or the University of Alaska, but most of the nearby land in this green belt is private. That's where the Interior Alaska Land Trust comes in. At a December presentation, President Owen Guthrie showed members a map of the loose S shape of connected parcels in the Goldstream Valley just north of Fairbanks.
In the last couple years, our attention toward Goldstream has picked up considerably. The green stuff in here are parcels that the Land Trust either has title to or an easement on. But you see there's some pretty noticeable gaps.
To close those gaps, trail advocates either need to buy the land or get it donated or get a guarantee of access across it, like an easement. The Interior Alaska Land Trust is not aggressively locking up private land. In fact, according to Guthrie, landowners are approaching the trust, looking to sell.
There's certainly a lot of conservation opportunities in Fairbanks. Every day, it seems like someone's mentioning to me, hey, this piece over here is for sale, it has a lot of value. And they're like, well, let's see if we can put together. I mean, we try.
Buying land takes a lot of cash, which the trust accumulates slowly through donations. The trust was started in 1995, and it's an all-volunteer charity. It has easements on about 20 parcels in the Fairbanks area and has purchased or been given 10 to 12 more parcels across Interior Alaska. The Goldstream Greenbelt Project is just one conservation project in the area. In the last year, the trust was given a small parcel in North Pole and a 40-acre homestead parcel off Chin Hot Springs Road.
There are some of these rare and beautiful places around Fairbanks that people don't often see. You know, Fairbanks is a city in the trees, but the development trajectory is very rapid.
Connecting trails is not the only agenda for the Land Trust. Sometimes it is just to protect open space or wildlife. In recent years, a large stream restoration project off the Chena River is slowly restoring salmon habitat. Back in the Goldstream Valley, the Trust is working on adding a 20-acre parcel and a 40-acre parcel to the Greenbelt this year, if it can find the money. Some of the private land there is considered low-value real estate because it has no road access and is in difficult-to-develop spruce bog. But those same parcels might be high-value to birders, berry pickers, or these skiers who know how to share the trail.
There's some skis and a biker behind us.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.